चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपाशं भवेत्। पतितानां पावनेभ्यो explain about prema bhakti. Nanopacharakrit atma ujanam artabandha. If anyone is offering anything with love and affection to Krishna, then he can accept anything, otherwise never. So there must be some love and affection for Krishna. There are two kinds. When first Gurudev or any devotee plants the seed of bhakti in our heart, then externally it is called Shraddha. And what is that seed? You know, tendency to serve Krishna. Hey, tum udhar mein kyon baitha? Shraddha is of two kinds. Make a space. Beginning, this Shraddha is of two kinds. If he has heard Shastra from anyone, or reading by hearing, and he is so much fearing for death and birth, to overcome from death and birth, and also fearing that if we will not serve Krishna, then I will have to go hell and suffer hell and so many sufferings. So fearing from this, he wants to serve, to do bhajan. And this is called Shastra Artha Avadharani Mai Shraddha. Shraddha. And it has come from through Shastra. And second, hearing the pastimes of Krishna from any Rasik Vaishnava. By hearing the pastimes of Brajavasis, how beautifully and nicely they serve Krishna, and they control Krishna. And automatically, by hearing from them, and also by seeing somewhere deities, very beautiful, and by going through the books of Goswamis or Srimad Bhagavat explanations, if a greed will come that I want to serve like gopis, like Nanda Baba, Yashoda, like friends, like gopis, any of these four, like servants, like friends, like Yashoda Maya, Nanda Baba, or like gopis, I want to serve. A greed will come. If you are going to market, especially in India, because everything is open, and we pass through a very sweet shop, and we will see that, oh, so many persons are taking very sweet rasagulla or peda or rabadi. So many are testing. Seeing this, inspiration will come. Oh, I should take a rasagulla. how they are happy to taste this. You can see in India so many dogs near shops always looking like this. And always, yeah, and always they are looking in such a way that if they will fall down through the leaf cup,
clay pot or leaf
at once they will quickly run and take it and they will lick it by their lips. And they will watch that any other dog should not come to share. So, hearing all the sweet pastimes of Krishna, how nicely and sweetly they are serving Krishna, his heart at once wants to follow them. Can I have? This greatness is so high, but we don't have to pay anything for this. Only greed will come. As the a greed comes in the heart of dog, he has nothing to pay. But it may come. A beggar may have that greed, though he has nothing to pay. He is so poor, penniless person. But greed don't needs any
oil, material oil.
Anything to pay, that I am qualified to pay it or not. So it may come to anyone. It does not require and depends on any qualification that you are so much high learned and you have conquered your all senses and you are of a very high learned person. It does not depend on it. It may be that you will learn more than Shankaracharya, more than others, and you are so much pure, there is nothing in your heart to any worldly desires. But it is not sure that it will come, that greed will come. Automatically by the association of that high class of Vaishnava, when he will chant and remember the pastimes of Krishna, he will weep. He will be so absorbed. And he will, as if he is explaining, as if he is saying that, oh, Yashoda Maiya is controlling Krishna. And he is weeping and doing all these things. Or gopis are controlling to Krishna. Or sakhas are controlling to Krishna. As if they are seeing and they will explain. And hearing this, oh, how Krishna is happy with the friends, how he is happy with the gopis. Dancing and playing with them so much, and gopis are clapping something like a toy they are using Krishna, and seeing this in their heart a greed comes that may I serve Krishna in this way. So this is the qualification for Raganuga Bhajan. So from the beginning, whether you can be more wretched than Ajamil, no harm. Whether you are lusty, whether you are thief or anything, nothing is needed. Only by hearing or reading, if a greed comes, then it is called what?
Lobhamayi
Shraddha. I know that in world very rare are like this. And Vaidhi Bhakti Vala, they cannot believe on this. They will hear and then they will utilize their mind. And also so many pramans of Shastra, and with three they will consider, and then they make and take anything. This is the nature of Vaidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi Shraddha. If three are okay, then they make and take anything, otherwise they will never. But greed has nothing to do with all these things. Only greed is greedy. We can see that there was a beggar, very ugly, teeth were like this, so ugly, no pocket at all, worn and torn something, very dirty, and anyhow he saw that princess of wealth or any so beautiful ladies going on, and at once he saw, and in a moment, oh, if it was married to me, oh, how I would be happy. So this greed has no requiring no person, no that I'm whether I'm qualified or not. But this greed may come to anyone, penniless person, about having no qualification. Only how to have this? Then he will have to go to such a qualified Vaishnava and to read and follow how he can do. But greed has no price. We don't. Whether he is qualified or not, whether Billu Mangal was qualified for not, he was a lusty person, always engaged in this, to serve that prostitute Chintamani. He was not qualified at all. He has left his father, mother, even his wife, chaste lady he left. And he murdered so many persons, he looted so many persons, and he always used to drink. At once, by Chintamani, when he pushed, because why he was hearing the pastimes through his songs, pitiful songs he used to do. That we are hearing last yesterday in the house of. Dashavatar Sutra, how beautiful pronunciation and everything. And if Shita Kucha Mandala Dita Kundalaye Kalita Lalita Banamal Jai Jai Deva Hare Jai Jai Deva Hare Jai Jai Deva Hare Jai Jai Deva. By hearing all this, and if knowing some meaning, at once a greed may come. So, no qualification is needed for this, no price to give for this. At once, quickly he left his home. Who? And he wanted to go at once to Vrindavan. But there were so many problems for him. His heart was not clear till that time. He went further towards Vrindavan and he saw that there was a well, sweet water, and so many ladies, very beautiful young ladies, were pulling water from that well. And seeing this beauty, he becomes so thirsty, not for water, but
for beauty.
Beauty. And he told that, "I am so thirsty, can you give some water to me?" One lady gave water, and he took, and he was absorbed in his beauty. He forget Vrindavan, he forget Krishna, forget everything, and he persuaded that lady, young lady. She went to her home and entered in his home. His husband was outside.
Drawing room.
"Oh, what you are doing? Do you want anything? You seem to be a beggar." "Yes, I want something."
"Yes."
"What do you want?" "I want that. Can you call your wife?" "Why not?" He was very innocent person. His wife also very innocent.
Simple person.
And simple.
Simple-minded.
He at once called. She came. "Baba, you want to any
chapati
or puri or anything to eat?" "No." "Then what do you want?" "Oh, I want a very simple thing. I want, will you give me?" "Yes, I will give." "Oh, you can give me 2 thorns here.
Hairpin.
Oh, what will you do?" "Nothing. I want to take." And she gave. And at once, suddenly he gave in his eyes. And blood was coming. "Oh, what you have done, what you have done." And he was not weeping. "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Govinda Damo Dharma Daveti." Like this chanting. And he ran towards Vrindavan. Krishna saw that, "Oh, now he has become blind for me. Why? I don't want to see any lady or beauty in this world. I want to see only Krishna." And then he was so happy. He lust away, went away. And he was crying and weeping and writing some slokas daily. And that is Krishna Karanamrita. Krishna Karanamritam, for the ears of Krishna, it was like nectar. Krishna used to always hear very eagerly. So it is called
Krishna Karanamrita.
So, anyone hearing the pastimes of, very sweet pastimes of Krishna, whether he is not qualified in anything, he is not learned, he is not pure devotee, he has no qualification, not chanting even so much. If that greed comes, if this greed makes that person, that devotee, so high. And this greed from beginning, it takes towards Vrindavan. And it is called then Raganuga. So this is Raganuga Shraddha. Coming from hearing the pastimes, beautiful, sweet pastimes. If it will never come, by nana upachar pujanam, krita atma bandho, shamadang kritanang vishnu smaranam, it will not come by this. Never it will come. By the bhakti. It may be then lakhs and lakhs birth, you cannot have this tendency, this greed. And it may be that in one day, quickly, passing through any Vaishnava, and you can have this greed. But it is very rare. If it is coming from past impression, from past verse, then it will quickly develop. So, very quickly. And Krishna will arrange that very bona fide Rasik Tattvajna Vaishnava will come and associate with you. Without your effort, he will do everything. So, next is told here. Then sadhan bhajan is going on, always hearing, always chanting, remembering, same thing, but in different way, mood will be changed. The Shraman Kirtan Smaran Bandhan, a Vaidhi Bhakta, coming from Shastra, from fearing, then he will sound like Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, Ramayana, Mahabharata, all these things he will hear. He will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh, Krishna save me from all kinds of troubles and miseries, birth and death. Oh, Krishna, you are so merciful. Chanting this Hare Nam, Hare Krishna, in this way. And hearing, what hearing? Tattva Gyan. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana Goswami, what he told? Ke ami? Right. Nahi jamani kemane kata. What is the meaning?
Who am I? And why are these threefold miseries coming upon me? Unless I can know this, then what benefit will there be for me in my life?
Can you tell that who are you? Who are you? What is your parichaya
maine kya?
Identification. Can you tell me something, little? Who are you? Don't tell that I am this body. I am American. I am Indian. I am so intelligent. I am rich. I am poor. Don't tell. I am servant of Krishna. So Vaidhyavakti will hear that I am part and parcel of Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and I must serve Him. Like Prahlad Maharaj, when beaten, when his head was to be taken, crushed with elephants, and he was given to fire, he was thrown in sea, from top of mountain, he was thrown out. For him, there was no problem at all. Always Krishna saving him. He never tried anything to protect himself. So hearing all these things, oh, Jagaiya and Madhai, how dangerous were they? But quickly, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, they will turn into very
pure devotee.
Oh, there was a prostitute, very beautiful. And a king told her that if you make Haridas Thakur down, fallen down, then I will give my half of the
kingdom.
And she was so much in greed to have money, and she at once quickly went to Haridas Thakur, and she tried Haridas Thakur for three nights to make him fall down. But he was chanting and telling her that, oh, I will fulfill your request, you should wait a little, I have to chant my fixed name, 1 crore name. No. So I'm almost finished. Without finishing, I will not see here and there. And it is about to be finished, so you should
wait.
And he was chanting, how? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Hare Ram. Like in this, calling Krishna, oh, you should come and save this prostitute. And if you are not saving her, not purifying her, then all will laugh to me. So please, you should come and save. otherwise I will be of nowhere. And quickly, Krishna was going through yasht in the prostitute's heart, and her heart was purified gracefully. And in 3 nights, it quickly purified. Seeing this, we can, oh, very powerful name. So we should hear. Also we should say here, Haridas Thakur had beaten in 22 markets and he was dead totally, but was not afraid of this, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If I am cut, I am going to be cut in lakhs and lakhs pieces, even I will not
give up
chanting. So we should lie here. But when this Raganuga Prabhupati has come, Shraddha, then what to hear? Then hearing will be chant. The mood of chanting will be, it will be changed. Then when we are chanting, then what will be our mood? Like your greed. If you have greed towards gopis, prem, love and affection, then, oh, you will like to hear. What? When Uddhava went to Braja, and he was glorifying gopis, and he saw that there was a very unlimited, highest mountains of love there in gopis' heart. And he looked and became wonderful. And then he began to glorify gopis. Vande Nanda Vrajeshtrinam Padrim Abhiknasa. Like this. Asha Maho Charanarini Jusamaham Syam Vrindavane Kumap Gulmalatosha. O gopis, you are so much glorious. You can't tell Krishna very quickly. And Krishna was bound to tell that, I am
indebted to you. I cannot repay you.
Your pain. So, mercifully, you should have sprinkled your mercy so that I will be yours for always. Hearing now these things. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kabibhiriritam kalmashapaham shamarna mangalam Srimadatatam bhuvi gridantite bhuridajana. Like this. Now he will see it. Oh, tell me, what Maharaj Pratap Rudra in chariot festival, messaging the fates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and what sloka he was reciting, I want to hear.
Bhuvi grinanti te bhuridajana.
Now he will, the mood will be changed totally. Oh, can you recite this? I want to know the meaning of this sloka. Can you tell in brief what is the essence of this sloka? Oh, you want to hear? Oh, hear. Let me tell. Tavakatham, gopis are weeping and they are chastising Krishna. You are the cause of all our miseries and suffering. From beginning, we are very innocent and simple girls. I don't know who told this name to us and why we heard. Now you are repenting. Your all past sins are like very powerful poison. Tava katha mritam, not amritam. Mritam, from the day, very day, when we heard your all this poison, that you are stealing butter in all gopis. But not butter. Oh, you are so tricky that you are cheating, you are
stealing
their hearts. So we know from beginning that you are like this. You are very expert to take any pure heart. And at that time we are so ignorant, we could not understand the fruit of your love. Now we are seeing. We have so much love and affection, and in the meantime you have left us and quickly you have gone. We don't know. And now you are in forest here and there. And we are living here. Tava katha amritam tatta jivanam. At first we are so easy living. No trouble, sufferings, or no any problem. But now we are weeping here and there bitterly, and you are not coming to satisfy us. So now we cannot remain or in our homes, neither in forest, neither there nor here. Now we cannot do anything. Now we are restless. You have made our life restless. We want to forget you, but we cannot forget you. And telling this, weeping and weeping. Tapta jivanam kabibiriritam. Oh,